Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week, Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. Roy Moore, the Republican Senate candidate in Alabama. We touched on the sexual assault allegations last week. At the time, I don't think Trump had mentioned it in any way, but he's standing behind Moore now, and on the allegations he said, Roy Moore denies it, that's all I can say. No surprises there?
Well, it is surprising. And the reason for that is that it just fans the flames of his own sexual misconduct. Plus, him getting behind it is really going to get the Democrats out in Alabama. I think the Republicans will sit on their hands. And as you know, there's no required voting in the United States. So his coming out really means he's telling Steve Bannon, I'll do anything I can to keep you on board. I don't think he thinks Roy Moore has much of a chance. And him going for Roy Moore at this time, late a date, it just sounds like I have to do this, so I'm doing it. Things are just getting worse for Roy Moore, and there's a possibility where Roy Moore, even if he were elected, would not be seated.
I have seen some other conservatives, not Trump Republicans, but actual conservatives, become really afraid for the shape of their party, first with Trump, and now this, as you kind of mentioned there, this has kind of brought out a lot of those concerns. Worry that party loyalty is becoming too blinding for people and fearing the future of their party, you know, might be beyond saving. Is there any saving the soul of the grand old party if Roy Moore goes ahead in spite of all these allegations?
I think it's a lose-lose here. If Roy Moore is elected and the Senate confirms him, and I doubt that they would, I think it would be a shame. Because it's looked like the party had thrown itself into the hands of a very, very narrow group, and it would be very hurtful for the party to continue. I suspect the party might even fracture at that point. And Trump couldn't get any legislation through because a lot of Republicans would peel off, including the leader, Mitch McConnell, of the Senate.
Now, speaking of, business before the Senate, the Republican tax plan, it was looking troubled last week. What's the latest?
Well, it's still in trouble. The Republicans want to pass something. This is really embarrassing. So they're down to a couple of provisions in this. One of them is the Obamacare provision, the choice provision, which requires people to have health insurance. That will probably be jettisoned. It looks like the rich are going to have to pay a little bit more tax. Everyone seems to be for the 20%, but when? And it looks very much like, again, this is a lose-lose, because if it passes and they need this victory, the middle class will get a big tax bill before the next election in 2018. And they're going to be very, very mad, while the wealthy people get almost no tax bill at all coming from the government when they fill out their tax.
Yeah, it's really not playing to the base in the same way the rhetoric did. The reality is falling a little bit short for the middle class and for, well, voters and Americans that, that don't quite have the same finances that Trump and his ilk do.
Not only that, it'll send more jobs overseas, believe it or not, because those tax savings really go back to corporations that operate overseas, and the breaks for them operating overseas are very, very healthy. So it doesn't do much for American workers, and it's certainly not going to put anything in their pockets.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about North Korea, the situation in North Korea. The United States has put them back on the list as a state sponsor of terrorism. This is a position that George W. Bush originally took them off of. It means more sanctions. Is it anything more than a symbolic move?
Well, it is a symbolic move, but you need it now when the Chinese are doing so much and really cutting off all the trade and things with the North Vietnamese, North Koreans. In this situation, it looks like it's, you know, poking the finger in the eye. And again, it was Trump. It wasn't the Congress. There were no calls to do this. And it's going it alone on Korea. It is not a very good move. Not even the Koreans, the South Koreans supported, or the Japanese. It's just fanning the flames. It's almost as though he wants to do something that gets the war started.
And speaking of fingers in the eye and speaking of China, now there's been an interesting case. I almost hesitate to bring this one up because honestly, it just seems like, well, same old Trump, but there was this case of the three University of California basketball players. Now, they were found shoplifting in China. They were getting themselves in a little bit of trouble. And essentially, the United States, if you listen to Trump, Trump himself has stepped in to make sure that these guys were, well, not locked up for the shoplifting crimes and able to come back home. Now, LeVar Ball, the father of one of these basketball players, expressed his doubts that Trump had done very much at all to help the situation and basically was fairly critical of Trump. Now, this is something surely you would think a U.S. president doesn't need to spend his time engaging with, but Trump, as usual, has hit back with all the force he can muster. I mean, what's your take on this one?
It's silly. It is really silly. He had, by keeping his mouth shut, he would have gotten a lot of friends and just spread the word quietly that he helped get these guys out of jail. I suspect he did very little. The U.S. Embassy was on top of this very quickly. The Chinese didn't need the embarrassment. The guys would probably be kicked off the team. And the Chinese certainly didn't want to keep any Americans in a Chinese jail. They humiliated the University of California, Los Angeles. They humiliated the United States. And Trump was not a victor, or nobody had a victory in those guys getting out of jail or even going to jail. So here again, Trump's ego gets in the way of him being president. He ought to let it alone. And he just can't do that.
I mean, it just seems at this point almost pathological. I really can't wrap my head around just who this is really meant to play for. It really just seems like a fight that obviously didn't need starting, but in essence just makes him look small and petty and doesn't look like a winner, like he so likes to claim to be. It doesn't make him look like a winner in any sort of department.
He lost more points than he gained by getting this battle, and he got in a battle with another football player over the national anthem. Unnecessary. Let the American people play this out. He doesn't need to get involved in it. Why doesn't he get involved in his tax plan? And by the way, he just pissed off two more senators. So I don't think he has the votes to pass anything at this point. And if he doesn't get this new senator, it's over. That'll mean in the whole year that he's been there, he's passed zero legislation and has not undone Obamacare. This makes the Republicans look very, very foolish.
So I know a lot of people a little bit earlier this year were talking obviously about the Mueller investigation. This is one we sort of try to touch on every single week. A lot of people were hoping this one might be wrapped up by Thanksgiving this year, that, well, Donald Trump himself might be served up much like the Thanksgiving turkey. It hasn't happened, and yet the most recent reports would sort of seem to indicate that Mueller is really working behind the scenes. It's been described as a Gambino-style roll-up, in fact, really looking to take down all the key players, the big players, in one hit. What's the latest in the investigation?
I think you got it right. He's going after Trump in two ways. One, the Russian investigation is looking into Trump's finances, and they're finding a lot of shady business with the Russians, and the Russians having some control over the Trump campaign and entering into the Trump campaign. Whether that was a conspiracy or just stupidity, it is hard to know. The other direction is taking is obstruction of justice. Trump's pride has gotten in the way here. He fires the FBI director. He tries to help his son. It looks like he's got his fingerprints over other things, like trying to get rid of the attorney general, that look like he's trying to steer the course of justice. Even the little thing he said, I have no control over the attorney general. When he said that, almost immediately, they started doing some investigations of Hillary Clinton. So he's now investigating the attorney general's office. So he's going after all of them. Sooner or later, several of them are going to squeal, and it looks like Flynn will, and he'll roll them all up at once. It's not going to be pretty.
Absolutely astounding. Just finally, Ed, it is Thanksgiving today in the United States. If you work out the time difference, that is. Big holiday in the U.S. Looking at everything we've spoken about over the past year when we've been doing this quite regular segment, this regular podcast, and talking about U.S. news and politics, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, I guess the thing I'm thankful for is what hasn't happened. We haven't gone to war. None of Trump's bills have gotten through. Obamacare is still in place, and by the way, doing very well. More people are signing up for it than ever. The divisions of Americans are growing smaller, believe it or not. People are seeing this gun madness and so forth to be what it is, and people are looking for sanity. So I think you're seeing a lot more people in the middle coming together from both sides of the parties, and a resurrection of American electoral sanity. And I'm thankful that since last Christmas, we've gotten rid of most of Breitbart people out of the White House. Moreover, it sounds like the people around the president are keeping him in check, calling him an idiot and a buffoon.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.